Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. I hope I have learned as a businessman, as a school teacher, as a preacher, and as a person, that having goals in life inspires one to do the very best of which he is capable. If you want to know the importance successful businessmen place on goals, sit down with one and ask him if he has any goals for this year, for the next decade, if he expects to enjoy continued success in his business. He will have formulated plans for expanding his goods and services, for building additional plants, or opening new stores, or for employing more people. Without these goals, he is likely to fail at his endeavor, regardless of his past achievements or the need for his business. Do Christians need goals if they are going to grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Or can we just slide through life without much thought and preparation? Our Lord's main goal during his short stay on earth is expressed in these simple and powerful words: "For I do always those things that please him." John 8:29. Paul outlines a number of goals for his life when he wrote to the Philippians, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended or to have laid hold of, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Philippians 3:14. Paul knew, and we ought to know, that human beings can accomplish very little in this life if we do not have plans, purposes, and goals. He concentrated his efforts in the cause of Christ by doing this one thing, that is, forgetting the things which were behind and reaching forth to the things which were before. He knew God had forgiven his past errors and sins. He also knew that his past achievements would not suffice for the future. So he decided to use his time and talents to do whatever God had in mind for him. "I press toward the mark," Paul affirmed. The word "press" means to pursue, to press on, to follow. In fact, the same Greek word is rendered "follow after" in this very chapter. "Not as though I had already attained, either were already made perfect, but I follow after," or "I press on, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus." Philippians 3:12. Paul was pressing on toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The American Revised Version renders the Greek "goal" instead of "mark." The goal for which Paul was striving was the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The expression "high calling" literally means the upward calling. All of this says that we must keep our minds set on serving and pleasing God so that we may receive the crown of life at the end of the way. The Hebrew writer expressed a similar thought: "Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy which was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Hebrews 12:1-2. And what, dear friend, is your goal in this life? Are you determined to become as wealthy as possible? Will you have achieved your dreams if you can enjoy earthly pleasures for the rest of your natural life? My friends, I urge you to remember this question: "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Matthew 16:26. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.